The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first of all, there are calls for more train services to be provided for the people of County Louth. Last week, when we covered the new traffic plans for Dublin, listeners got in touch asking us to highlight the need for a greater rail network around Drogheda. And that's exactly what we did. We sent our reporter Josh Crosby to the wee county to hear what the locals want. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I presume that the majority of commuters are currently using their private cars.
They sure are, Pat. And that goes for the majority of workers outside our cities. But you see, even the word cities goes to the very core of this discussion, because Drogheda and Dundalk are the two largest towns in Ireland. Many want to see the region given more services, attention. And there's also a campaign to have Drogheda recognised as a city. But when it comes to transport, Pat, we know huge waves of the population in Louth are coming into Dublin for work. And yes, they can travel by train if they jump on in Dundalk or Drogheda. Well, those living outside the main towns, even on the outskirts of Drogheda, want to see more connectivity for commuters there into the town centres. Last month, Labour's Jed Nash pressed the Minister for Transport on this, but for now it's still early days and it looks like it's still just a local campaign on the ground. You see, the thing is, Pat, there is the possibility of something like this actually becoming a reality due to the existing train line that runs north of Drogheda to Belfast. So residents are asking for a small station, a hub if you like, to be developed along the existing line on their side of town. To get some local reaction to this, I spent an afternoon around Drogheda. First I met with Kira, who lives on the north side of the town. She says something needs to be done to ease the traffic.
I use as a great little local bus service that takes you around, right round to the other side of Drogheda, but my daughter uses it as a commuter.
She'd get the bus from home into Drogheda and then she's getting on the train to get to Dublin.
She is, exactly. It's crazy. The train line is a few fields across here and it's absolute madness that there's no station there. Having to go all the way into Drogheda and all the way to the other side to get the train station. It's insane. Just 20,000 people living on this side.
A lot of family up the north side there, so yeah, would you?
And do you think, is there a need for more public transport services in the town?
Yeah, without a doubt. 1,000,000%, yeah. In Drogheda. It's unbelievable, the lack of it, like, you know what I mean?
And why, you're kind of stuck, you're in your car, you're in traffic?
The traffic in this town, coming to Fridays and Saturdays, is mental. Can't get around Drogheda. You know, since the new road opened up there now, there's been a lot less going up the North Roadway, you know what I mean? That's been a lot of help.
Yeah, I'm sure if there was more public transport, there'd be less cars, so I'm sure there would be a need. I don't rely on public transport, but if there was better transport, I would use it, yes.
And do you think, is there a need for another station so close to the town centre?
Yeah, I think it would be great if we had one, say, around Yellowbatter, in around that side of the town. I think that would be great, because at the moment, it's a 15-minute walk up to the train station, so I think that's a huge disincentive for people to use the train.
Absolutely, and the sooner the better.
And would you use it yourself?
Absolutely, yeah, immediately, yeah. I'm trying to give up using the car because it's a no-brainer. Let the train take the strain.
And that's a great mantra, I think, for the people living in that area of Drogheda. There are some of the locals there who are calling for an extra train station. And I presume, Josh, there'll be loads more people moving to this area. I mean, Dublin is so expensive. You know, we're pushing people out into these commuter areas. Has there been any move to improve the infrastructure at all?
Well, there has to a degree. So phase one of the Port Access Northern Cross route opened back in February. Now, this road will eventually run all the way to Drogheda Port, but it's also going to accommodate the extra cars that will soon take to the roads around North Drogheda, because there's no denying there are houses being built there. You can actually see it with your own eyes, the town just sprawling out. More than 7,000 homes are being built, which has been predicted to add another 20,000 people to the population. This new town, if you like to call it, was first mooted back in the Celtic Tiger days, but it's on the way now, 15 years later. And to be fair to Irish Rail, the Dart Plus Coastal North project is expanding services between Malahide and Drogheda. There's set to be a more than doubling of service and passenger capacity from Drogheda to the city centre by increasing the number of trains from 11 to 24, which should bring an increase in capacity from 12,500 to over 26,000. But Ireland's largest town is growing and growing, and the population of the greater Drogheda area, which would include parts of Meath, is over 67,000. But there are still some areas where it falls down. Like 2 weeks ago, I covered the blight of dereliction. There's also no driving test centre for the people of Ireland's largest town. But campaigners believe some of these issues, including transport, could be improved if Drogheda was recognised as a city. I met with the PRO of the Drogheda City Status Group, Anthony Murphy, who says there needs to be more forward thinking.
Every morning, the buses, the trains and the motorways get clogged up because people are emptying out of Drogheda to go, a lot of them to Dublin. some further afield. So that's a huge challenge to start with.
I know it's the largest town in Ireland, but some people might say one train station would be enough. Could you describe where we are now and why there would be a need for a second train service in the area?
We're standing along the side of the brand new port access route. The train station for Drogheda that serves the entire population is the old train station that was built in the 1840s, 1850s. If you live anywhere in this vicinity, anywhere in the north or northwest or northeast in particular of Drogheda, you have a challenge in that if you want to commute by train, you have to get through the city every day. So what we're saying is the railway line, the Dublin-Belfast railway line, which is a double track all the way from Dublin to Belfast, passes through Drogheda over the Boyne River across the Boyne Viaduct. There used to be a train station decades and decades ago, Newtown Halt. There used to be a halting point there. Our argument is it's not going to cost an arm and a leg to build a small train station there. The track infrastructure is there. We're not asking for a branch line to be built or anything, because what that's going to do is it's going to help to clear out the congestion that has clogged up the centre of our city for far too long.
You're calling it a city already?
Oh, what we're saying is a locally based administration in Drogheda, a city authority with its own city manager, its own elected representatives, so that we can start now, and we're already too late, but at least we can do something to plot the future development of this city. At the moment, we're getting all the houses, we're not getting anything else. We feel that there's a perfect opportunity here for a train station on the north side of the town in order to address this serious problem of congestion. That is just one step, and one step of many that needs to be taken.
And that's Anthony Murphy from the Drogheda City Status Group. It's not only the people of Drogheda calling for more train services, Josh?
No, Pat. I travel further north again to the small town of Dunlear, where there is a train station, but it's all boarded up. The once bustling stop closed its doors in 1984, and there's been a campaign rumbling on for years now to have it reopened. So I went to the former station to have a look for myself, and you can see the Dublin to Belfast line there, trains passing by on the half hour, and then you have this red brick building sitting there lying idle. And yes, Dunlear is a small town, but there's an appetite there for it to open its doors again, and this really is down to the population it would serve. There are factories, other industries in the area where hundreds of workers are driving to, and it would also be a service for the wider Meath-Louth area. And only last October, the council published a draft of the Dunlear Town Centre first plan, and it was produced in collaboration with urban designers and other stakeholders, and they set a range of suggestions to improve the area, and one was to reopen the train station. While I was there, I met with some of the team from the Dunlear Sustainable Energy Community. Now, this group works on a number of projects in the town. The team helps locals with grant applications. It carries out educational workshops. But another priority for them is transport. I met with Patrick Mulroy from the Dunlear Sustainable Energy Community. Patrick says he remembers the station when it was an essential service.
We're here in front of what we refer to as the Dunlear Railway Station. It borders an active line, and on the half hour you'll hear a train going either north or south. It may stop in Drogheda, it may stop in Dundalk, but we're here in Dunlear where the train doesn't stop.
And it did up until 1984, I believe.
1984, I believe, yeah, was when it closed. Prior to that, it was, you know, it was a hub of activity. I remember growing up and, you know, you had quite a number of people employed because it serviced commercial goods as well as passengers. We're in the RD Municipal District electoral area. There's about 25,000. Drogheda Rural, which could avail of the Dunlear Railway Station, has another 20-odd thousand. So you're over 40,000 people who could have avail of a railway station here in Dunlear.
And I presume the majority of the commuters are using their private car, or what kind of services are in place?
We have bus. But there are people who want to go to Dublin, there are people who want to go to Belfast and points north and south. That isn't readily available.
Well, it's literally here. Like, the bricks are there, the roof's there, the door, everything's there. So there isn't a whole lot of work that would be needed. You just need the train to stop.
You need the train to stop. Put in a self-service ticket dispenser.
So what's the message? What's the appeal now to the department, the councils, Irish Rail?
Yeah, well, the Sustainable Energy Community, in cooperation with the energy team in Dunlear, has written a statement document, and we're circulating that around. Elections are coming up, obviously, so that will interest politicians in what they might be able to do to assist.
So you'd be hopeful that people will be able to get the train from here one day soon?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, that's Patrick Mulroy from the Dunlear Sustainable Energy Community. Josh, the station itself, I mean, the bricks and mortar, you might need to do a bit of a refurb if it's been closed for, what, 40 years now, 1984? Is there space around it if you were to do park and ride? Could you?
Yeah, there is space. There would need to be more, obviously. But as Patrick was saying there, maybe just an unmanned station, like a
Still, you know, there would be signalling to be put in and so on. It wouldn't be dirt cheap, but it would not be that expensive in the greater scheme of things. So what's the political reaction to all of these ideas?
So the department has been pressing the Dunleer issue a number of times. Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Jack Chambers, took a trip to the train station himself last October to see and to hear about the opportunities available there. I've contacted Irish Rail to see what's the latest on the future of the former station, and I was told there are no plans at present to open a station at Dunleer. However, Irish Rail says it will engage with any parties who are proposing such projects. The operator says any proposal must have a robust business case. To hear what the political appetite is like for this, I met with local Senator Erin McGreehan, who says there is a need for it to be reopened.
Dundalk and Drogheda are the two local stations. These towns are the two largest towns in Ireland. They're continuously growing, as I said. So we have Dunleer right in the middle of those two towns. And to be able to like divert some of that business and travel to Dunleer to be able to encompass extra commuters on train lines. We have a train line there. It makes common sense, it makes practical sense. By the time you get into Drogheda, by the time you get into Dundalk, you'd nearly be in Dublin in your car. So if you open up Dunleer, you're cutting out all of that. Any time that I raise this in the Shannon or any time I raise it with Irish Rail, everyone's there always very positive about it. However, we just need a little bit more action to get those business cases opened up.
So it's not as if it's a part of the country where it's calling for something completely different. The infrastructure is already in
place. Yeah.
So what's the reaction you get from Irish Rail there or the Department of Transport? You said they're positive, but like, is there a will there, do you think?
There most definitely is a will, and you know, thankfully there is a huge emphasis on public transport to utilise existing infrastructure. We're not looking for a new building. You know, we're looking for an upgrade, a retrofit of an existing building. It's there. We can do this. Yes, when I speak to the department, when I speak to Irish Rail, it's always very positive.
But what are the reasons why it remains closed? Like, are they saying it's not economically viable?
At the time when it was closed, I'm sure it wasn't economically viable. But now things have changed. Louth is growing. It's bulging. We've got loads of students travelling in and out of Dublin every single day. When money is and finances and so much funding is going into public transport at the minute, it makes no sense to me that Dunleer remains closed.
So Éireann Rodéirín, say, give us the business case, a robust business case, and we'll have a look at it. But the thing is, you build it and maybe they will come. And the fact that here we have a building, we have most of the infrastructure. So it'll be interesting. I mean, could they even operate it on a pilot basis? Say, you know, patch it together, get temporary signalling up and running, see how much the people of Dunleer would use their station and the people in the hinterland, and maybe it would work. Anyway, that was Fianna Fáil Senator Erin McGreehan ending that report. I was going to say, if you have a similar issue, let us know already. With all due respect to the people of Drogheda, but we need a train from Sligo to Galway and on to Cork, and we need it now. The West has been forgotten, says that texter. Another one correcting Josh. It's not a train station. It is a railway station. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.